Dana Dirkic, the president of the Fitzroy City Soccer Club, on the line. A club which is flourishing despite the challenges of the pandemic and has a proud history as well. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the history of the club and where Fitzroy City have come from.
Sure. Our club is in its 58th year of existence. So we were established back in 1963. By migrants that came out from Serbia, and they scraped together a small sum of money of $3,000 to get themselves actually registered with the federation and become an actual team rather than playing just amongst themselves in local parkland and so forth. So they registered a team known as Carlton United, and they used to sort of play out at Royal Park, and from Royal Park they sort of played around the inner cities of, you know, Como Park, around South Yarra, Paran, that type of thing. And then in the early 80s they moved out to Ringwood, and they played out at Ringwood Quarry Reserve for a number of years, and moved to Fitzroy, which was out on at, I think it was called Brunswick Oval, Brunswick Street, and spent a number of seasons there, and then Fairfield Park. And back in 2019, an opportunity presented itself, and we as a club were sort of bursting at the seams. And we had, I think pre-COVID, the year before pre-COVID, I think it was something like 230 registered players, and Fairfield Park was just getting a little bit tight for us, and an opportunity presented itself to express an interest at Kevin Bartlett Reserve. And and we spent probably about an 18-month period doing what we had to do to better ourselves and get ourselves over at Kevin Bartlett Reserve. And now we're based in Burnley/Richmond.
Yeah, Kevin Bartlett Reserve has had a few different clubs play at it in the past few years. What's the state of the facilities and so forth like there now?
It's top notch facilities. You're basically playing on a premium prestige ground, and we've got facilities that cater pretty much for hundreds of crowds. We've got, and for those who come hungry and thirsty, we've got a kitchen that offers the best chivapi rolls that money can buy in Melbourne, and we've got an open bar as well. So we offer that for our supporters and spectators. But our facilities are next to none. We also have what we call our little VIP section, and so we've got. You can go upstairs and you have an aerial view of the ground. So the facilities are next to none.
So the senior men's team is playing in State League One Northwest. Is that correct?
Correct. We were in 2019. We were promoted from State Two.
Right.
And 2020, we were supposed to play in State One, but that never happened. And but yeah, 2021, here we are playing in a division that's definitely a tough one. Definitely a tough one.
Well, I can attest to that. I through covering the Preston Lions in 2019, I went to watch a number of games in that very division, and there are few more competitive, more physical, more high stakes kind of leagues than State League One Northwest, where everybody is scrapping and clawing to try and get promoted into the NPL structure. It's no holds barred kind of football.
That's definitely right. And not being promoted in 2019 and not having any game time in 2020 really proved it quite difficult to go into 2021 in that senior level. It's only one league up, but it feels like it was just a different ball game altogether. Just the quality of the game that's out there. So yeah, we definitely went through a few turbulent weeks of just trying to get ourselves right. And but I think we're in that stage where we've settled down, and get some getting some points on the scoreboard. So it's looking good for us.
As a club president during COVID last year, what did you have to do to make sure to keep the club running still and keeping all the fans of the club, you know, still active with it?
Yeah, great question. One of the things that we didn't really have up to scratch was our social media. So in 2020, we engaged a social media person. So a shout out to Vanessa, who operates a business called Art Junk Media. And she really lifted our social media status into the 21st century. And so we spent a lot of time doing a lot of social media, so trying to interact with our supporters, giving our social media facelift, interacting with our supporters, quizzes, highlights, did you know this happened on such and such a day, asking for our supporters and especially the little kids to send in like videos and tips and tricks and things like that. So that they're the sort of things that we try to engage in while we're in COVID. Additionally, another big thing that was quite successful, and again trying to engage with our supporters and our member base, was merchandising. So that was a very big hit with our merchandising in 2020. It was one way of keeping engaged with our supporters and our members.
Now, Donna, one of the things we were really privileged to do over the past year or so was our work with Western United, and we managed to go over and film an interview with the great Kane Shepherd at Caroline Springs George Cross in the club rooms there where they train, and he's actually got a foundation which I understand Fitzroy City is involved with.
Yeah, definitely. So Kane reached out to us late last year and said, you know, I run a foundation, KS Foundation. It's for autistic kids. And he introduced an inaugural program, which we'll privy to be the first club. And so it was kids with autism and allowing them to play soccer in a safe environment that they were comfortable with. And I'm a mother of two boys, and my kids have been involved in soccer since they were 7 and 8 years old, and they're well and truly in their adulthood now. But watching those kids, and I think we had something like a 6 or 8 week program toward the end of 2020, and it was easily one of the highlights of my soccer life to watch these kids firstly arrive on day one and where they were 8 weeks later, in how much they enjoyed the program and the smiles on their faces. And it was just one of the best things to be involved in. And we still have the program running. It's not on Saturday mornings anymore. We're running it on Thursday afternoons at Kevin Bartlett Reserve. And it's something that we're very, very proud of and would love to grow and get the awareness out there. And the kids don't have to be of any skill level or any sports-based background. It's just come along, enjoy, and have fun.
Is that something that you think that separates your club from other clubs with how inclusive you are and how inclusive you've become?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. It's definitely something that I've never been aware of as, again, just referring back to, you know, as a soccer parent, and definitely as a president or a committee member of any sporting organisation that I've been involved with. So this is something that that we have to be aware of, because it is out there, and we have to open our arms and embrace everybody who wants to participate in sports.
We're speaking to Dana Durkic, the president of the Fitzroy City Soccer Club here on FNR. Dana, that's just fantastic. It's great to see the club being so proactive and so inclusive in that space. But the senior men's team taking on Caroline Springs George Cross at home this Saturday. That's a pretty tough game against a very big and very ambitious opponent.
It is a very, very tough game, but we lost to them 3-1 in the first round, so we played that away, obviously, and now we're welcoming them to our ground, so it's going to be on our turf under our conditions, and I believe the boys will give it their all, and it definitely won't be a easy game for Caroline Spearings, that's for sure.
Well, have you had any communication as to whether you'll be allowed fans? We're all eagerly anticipating that that announcement.
100%. We're definitely allowed fans. Crowds are allowed. So I'm inviting everybody and anybody who's interested in the game of football to come down to Kevitt Bartlett Reserve. We have our reserves kick off at 5 p.m. This Saturday and our seniors kick off at 7 p.m. So all of our supporter base is most welcome, our members, our and our sponsors as well. So definitely come on down.
Well, Donna, I think I can already smell the wafts of Chivapi smoke from over here. So we wish you the best of luck. Make sure all your supporters get down in numbers and taking on former National League giants in George Cross. It's going to be a fantastic game, and stay in touch.
Thank you, I will. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you to David Klunich for reaching out and inviting us to come on board and have a chat and promote our club.
Our pleasure, Donna. Take care.
Thank you, Josh.